Masechet Baba Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Hakayne Shnei Ilanos B'toich Sadeh Chavero Hareze Lo Kana Karka. Somebody who buys two trees that are inside his friend's field. He buys the trees but does not buy the field, then he does not get any ground at all. He gets just the trees without any of the ground around it. Rabbi Meir Omer Kana Karka. Rabbi Meir argues, he says that he is kona some of the ground in between the tree and around the tree, even though the ground was not mentioned. As usually when somebody buys two trees, the intention is that he would get some of the ground around the tree, so therefore it's included even though it was not mentioned. Higdilu lo yishaper. If the branches of his tree that are in his friend's field grow out over his friend's field and cause that there's a lot of shade in his friend's field and this is bad for his field, the mofer has no right to cut the branches. This is going according to the Tana Kama, who said that when somebody buys two trees, he doesn't get any of the ground. So since he didn't get any of the ground, the very least that he did get is that which he had the right to have his branches grow out over his friend's field, and his friend has no right to cut them down. Va'oile min hagezeh shelo u'min hashrashim shalbal hakarka. Any branches that grow out from the trunk of the tree belong to the owner of the tree since they are growing from his tree. But any branches that are growing out from the roots, they are growing out from the root that is underground, that belongs to the owner of the sadeh, not to the owner of the tree, since the branches are growing out from underground, even though they are coming from the roots of his tree. The imesu imokarka. Somebody who has two trees in his friend's field, if the trees die, he has no ground. He cannot replant the trees even in the very spot where they were originally, since he bought only the trees without the ground. Once the trees die, he has no more tzchuyos in his friend's field. He can't replant the trees. Kane shlosha kana karka. But if somebody buys three trees in his friend's field, then he does get some of the ground in between the trees and around the trees. The amount of ground he would get around the trees is the amount of space he needs to gather up the fruit and to pick the fruit. Now this is talking about where the trees are between 4 and 16 amas away from each other. In this case, if he bought three trees, he would get some of the ground, even though the mocha didn't mention that he was including some of the ground. But it's understood when somebody buys three trees, he gets some of the ground in between and around the trees. Higdilu yishata. Now in this case, if branches grow out from his tree over his friend's field, meaning to say that it grows out over the space that he bought with the trees. In other words, he got a certain amount of karka with the trees, and the branches extend out even further than that over his friend's field, and therefore cause shade to his friend's field. His friend does have the right to cut the branches. Now, even though we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, when somebody buys two trees, he doesn't get any ground, and if the branches grow out over his friend's field, his friend has no right to cut it. But in this case, since he did get a certain amount of ground around the tree, so he has no schus at all on his friend's field to grow out the branches over his friend's field, he has to keep the branches within the space that he acquired from his friend, and if they grow out more than that, his friend has the right to cut it. Any branches that grow out from the tree, whether they grow out from the trunk of the tree above ground or from the roots below ground, they belong to the owner of the trees, since he acquired not only the tree but also some of the ground around it. And if the tree dies, then in this case he would be able to replant the trees, since he has some karka around the trees and in between the trees. So even after the trees die, he still has a schus to hold on to this karka, and he could replant the trees. Masechet Baba Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Hamoicher Rosh Behema Gaso. Somebody who sells the head of a behema gasa to his friend, a behema gasa meaning a large animal such as a para, not included in the sale would be the legs of the animal. And since the head of a behema gasa is quite large, nothing else is included in the sale. It is sold separately. Machar es haraglayim, lo machar es harosh. Somebody who sells the legs of a behema gasa, the rosh of the behemah gasa is not included, again, for the same reason, since the legs of a behemah gasa are quite large, so it is something that is normally sold separately, and the lokeah cannot expect to have other parts of the animal thrown in the deal. Machar es hakaneh, lo machar es hakaveh. Machar es hakaveh, lo machar es hakaneh. Somebody who sells the kana of a behemah gasa, this is a lung, not included in the sale, would be the liver. And so too, vice versa, if somebody sells the liver of a behemah gasa to his friend, the kana, the lung, would not be included in the sale. Avo bedaka. But somebody who sells parts of a behemah daka, a small animal, to his friend, then the din would be different. Machar es harosh, machar es haraglayim. If somebody sells the head of the behemah daka to his friend, the raglayim, the legs, would be included in the sale, as the rosh of a behemah daka is not that large, and it's understood that the raglayim would be thrown in the deal, even though the mocher, the lokeah, did not speak it out at the time of the sale. It's understood that the mocher has to throw in the raglayim. Machar es haraglayim, lo machar es harosh, but vice versa. If somebody sells the raglayim of behemah daka to his friend, the rosh is not included. The reason being, as the rosh is a more important part of the animal, so therefore this is a more significant sale, so therefore it's understood that other parts of the animal would be thrown in, as opposed to the sale of the raglayim, which is a sale of lesser significance. So then it's understood that this sale does not include other parts of the animal. Machar es hakaneh, machar es hakaveh. Machar es hakaveh, lo machar es hakaneh. Somebody who sells to his friend the kaneh, the lung of a behemah daka, then included in the sale is the kaveh. Again, for the same reason that we said before, as since the kaneh of a behemah daka is not that large, it's understood that other parts would be thrown in. But if somebody sells the kaveh of a behemah daka, not included in the sale would be the kaneh. The reason being, as we said, that a kaveh is a sale of lesser significance. The kaneh is a more significant sale. So therefore, when you buy a kaneh, it's understood since you are making an important buy, so therefore you understand that the kaveh should be included. As opposed to when you buy a kaveh, this is a buy of lesser significance, and it's understood that other things won't be thrown in.